I did the thing.
You did the thing. Let's
I did the
go.
thing.
Let's go.
All right, so I want to start off first with, I don't
No
understand
intro.
this. No intro.
Okay, straight
The
into
intro is
it.
there. This intro is there.
Okay, I don't know who
But
you are.
you don't know who I am?
No.
How many episodes have you
I don't know. You look awfully like this guy I met in Red Bank named Ronald Lustica.
Ronald, that's right. Yeah, Ronald Lustica. I think I looked that name up once because I was curious to see who they were talking about. And I actually forgot what I got. I'm gonna look it up right now. Ronald Lustica. Because I don't think a Ronald Lustica ever lived in New Jersey.
So I was shocked today.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was doing some construction work and I was talking to your daughter on Face Chat and she didn't know that you used to do construction work. Have you not told your kids about your past life? Like, how would your daughter, being the age that she's at, have never known that you do handiwork? Do you
Oh,
not
she
do
knows.
handiwork around the house?
Oh, she knows. She knows I do everything.
No, she doesn't. That
She.
age, she can't lie. And she's like, you, she's like, really? She looked at you and said, really? There's no, she knows in that statement. There's
Because.
no way that she knew because she looked at you honestly and she's like, really, Dad?
She just never knew I did that for work. She knows I do that in the house, but she never know she know she didn't know I did that as a job.
Okay.
And
Okay, whatever, dude. She had no clue that you've ever done that in your life.
she's six. Okay.
Okay.
Let's just put it there. So she's 6 years old. I don't know what the mentality of a 6 year old anymore, because I'm not six anymore, but I would gather it's probably something like this. My dad does this work, so I assume he's always done that kind of work, right? So she probably just assumes I've been a musician since forever, right? And then that I never did any kind of other jobs. So she doesn't know that I used to do HVAC for a living. She doesn't know that I did plumbing and electrical stuff. She doesn't know. She knows I do it in the
No, she
house.
doesn't know because I'm the one that told her.
No, but she knows I do it in the house because I fix all the stuff in the house. Like
Yeah, okay.
I fix everything. And she
Really?
knows that.
I see you how you fixed that week planner behind you.
Brown,
Did
I
you
would.
erase it? No, you freaking crossed it out. That's how you fix shit?
Dude, that. No, this is actually supposed to be a joke.
Oh, okay.
This thing is up there purely for comedic purposes. In
Do you want
fact,
to see a joke? I
hold
have a
on,
joke
hold
right
on,
here.
hold on. I
I
got a
have a joke right
webcam.
here. Bob Ross, happy little mints.
There you go. Now we're talking.
That's a
No,
joke.
hold on. Let's show everybody what's going on with that thing, because I don't think people got like a real close up. So I got a little webcam over here. We're gonna switch to the webcam real quick. And there you
Is that
go.
what
That.
you do? Is that what you use for your OnlyFans?
Yeah, there you go.
When
Now.
you and Stacy are making the naughty videos?
No, just read the weekly planner.
I see.
That's
I
the
see.
joke. You
I see how
get
you fixed it too.
it? The whole thing's supposed to be comedy. Comedy. And you're not supposed to take that serious. I put it there just because it made it look a little neater over there, because that's where the plug is for the AC unit that's in this room.
So tomorrow is Fox's 5th birthday.
Wow. And it
So
is my
I'm taking
wife's
him to go see the
birthday.
new Spider-Man movie. He's gonna be super excited. What are you doing for your wife for her birthday?
I'm not going to say because she's going to be listening.
She doesn't watch this show the day that we do it. We're
She
not
watches
live.
it. She watches it from over there.
Oh, okay. Is she listening?
No comment.
Oh, okay. All right, so
So
what you're saying is you have no plan for her birthday, and then we'll be replaying this tomorrow and we'll see if it's an actual fact.
right. So yeah, and that's fine. But
He admits it. Yeah, that's fine.
yeah.
That's fine.
Anyway, that thing is just it's purely a joke. It's up there for it. It's for the guitar students for a laugh. You know, most people don't even spot that. Like, people don't even spot the weekly planner. It's like, phew,
I spot
right?
everything.
I know
I
you do.
pay attention.
I expect you to see it. I don't expect others to see it. But Now that you know it's there, and everyone that knows it's there now you know. All right, and it will always be there. It'll at
And
least.
also, if you guys also wanted to know, Joe sells DR strings. So that's why he's wearing the shirt. He's part of the club where he's sold enough that he gets a free shirt. You
Actually,
need DR strings, contact Joe after the show.
by the way,
Yeah.
the people at DR, they're great. They're really great people. I love working with them. They are very good.
They are very good for a lot of things. When it comes to high-end acoustic guitar strings, they are not very good. But that's okay.
Actually,
Everything else, they're good for electric, they're good for bass. They are
I
not
got
good
these.
for, yeah, but they're not good for high-end acoustic guitars.
Where's my acoustic guitar?
It's hanging on the wall.
Well, that's the 12 string that I have to change the strings on,
Oh,
which
because they're
those,
DRs?
no, those are actually fat.
I
Those are the strings that came with the guitar. They're just
know.
old. I'm
I'm
gonna
dude, I'm
change
just
them.
messing with you. No,
Here we go.
honestly though, they are not the best for acoustic guitars. I
Well,
like, personally, I like Elixirs because Elixirs stay in tune better and they're always crisp and always clean sounding.
that's because of the coating. But DR actually does the same thing. They have
But
like a.
I'm not saying they're not good strings. I'm just saying they're not the best for high-end acoustic guitars. So, my issue that I wanted to talk about tonight is New Year's.
Before we get into that,
No,
really
you
quick. No,
okay.
I have a quick one. I have a quick one. It's a what the heck? I don't get this. So, I think yes, it was yesterday. It was yesterday around, I would say 8 o'clock p.m. Bad Audio, the music group, released a or posted a new video. This was yesterday, about 8 o'clock,
Okay.
right? And they said their new EP is about to be released. Check it out here. And then they sent the link where you can follow it either on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, or iTunes, Deezer, and a couple other places, other, streaming services, iHeartRadio.
Perfect.
That was yesterday, right? I get the alert 19 minutes ago. Can you see that? 19 minutes ago. So now I'm trying to figure out why did it take Facebook 25 hours, 25 hours to alert me of that post. Now, if anybody watching this knows, please comment below if you can, if you're on a service that you're listening to this on where you can comment. I would love, honestly, I would love to know. I don't, I'd like to really actually know what the answer is. So if someone has an answer to that, thank you for sharing that answer. But I really would like an answer to that.
Okay.
25 hours.
Yeah,
You would
let's find
think,
out. Comment below.
yeah, because honestly, you would think, and I worry about that with us. Like if we put something up, we post something tonight, let's say, in 25 hours, will people be alerted to it?
Never know.
I don't know, but
You
I don't
never know.
know. I just don't know.
So, my issue is with New Year's because I've been looking online and I've been, just hanging out today because it's the first day of the year. I'm off work. We do some house cleaning, so on and so forth. But everybody makes New Year's resolutions and it all seems to be the same. Like, I was looking up top 10 lists because we used to have segments where we would do entire episodes on top 10 lists. Now, for the first time, and I never actually realized this, the top 10 best New Year's resolutions and the top 10 worst New Year's resolutions are the same. And
Makes
it's
sense.
so disturbing. Like, I mean, what do you think the number one New Year's resolution is?
Oh, I
If
don't
you had
know.
to guess.
Probably lose weight.
Yeah, go on a diet,
Yeah.
right? Vowing that this year is gonna be the year that you're just gonna eat better, or you're gonna go on keto and blah 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 blah, and you're gonna try to figure your shit out. Well, and then that just honestly segues into the second one. Join a gym. Like, you can't go on a diet and not join a gym, right? It just
Doesn't
makes
work.
sense, right? So I every year everybody says that, and it never happens. And I feel like with this entire top 10, because I'm going to go through the whole list, but I feel like with this entire list, all that people do is they just keep on regurgitating the same thing year after year and never accomplish any of it.
Well, they
Like
should do it backwards. You should go, you know what, this year I'm going to put on 300 pounds. Then they'll be in
case
the best shape of their life because people can't keep their New Year's resolutions.
Right. And case in point, when you started keto, you had issues with it.
I did.
Yeah. It
Well,
wasn't, you had to find what was good for you. So you couldn't just do what these people are saying to do and just be like, okay, I'm going to join keto. You had to find out what worked for you. It's not like an instantaneous, okay, it's January 1st, I'm going to join keto. You had to find out what worked for your body and what worked best for you.
in the beginning, I really like, I didn't crave sugar. Believe it or not, I actually didn't have cravings for sugar, but I missed it. Like, it was something that I missed. And after a while, I just kind of didn't care anymore. And then I found all these like sweetener alternatives and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, wow, that's actually good. So I do eat some sweets here and there, but I mostly don't even care anymore. Like, I eat burgers, right? I eat tons of vegetables. I'm very happy eating vegetables and some meat, and that's pretty much all I do now. And like today we had my wife made like these what was it? Some kind of, I don't
It
know,
obviously
cookie,
was
keto cookie
memorable.
thing or
It was so
something.
memorable because you it just right off the top of
No,
your head, you're like,
it was from the other day.
ah.
No, seriously, it was, she made it like for Christmas or something. There was some
Know,
leftovers, so
it's just funny. You're like, my wife made, what the hell did I eat for dinner an hour ago?
In all fairness, she's like, I wasn't that thrilled about it, right? She wasn't, because like she tries different types of recipes, and we have she there's a couple recipes that are just like perfect. They're just awesome. People buy them from her because they love it so much. And then there's some recipes that she makes and no one's really thrilled about it. Like it was like some kind of cookie or something. It was
And that's the
okay.
main thing that I'm getting at. People don't stick with the diets because they can't handle it because they don't find what works for them. And then joining the gym, nobody sticks to that. That's the dumbest thing.
Well, I tell you, I realized something. Because when I was younger, I used to stick to a workout regimen. I always did my exercises no matter what. And lately, I'm like working out and I go, what the hell am I doing this for? Right? And like, okay, I'm doing it because I need to keep my body in shape. I need to, I can't let myself just get old and saggy and weak. But I'm like, for some reason, that's not enough. And I thought about it and I was like, you know what? I realized something. The reason why I did all those push-ups, all those sit-ups, right? The reason why I was lifting weights and doing the dumbbells and stuff was because I wanted to be strong and fit to play baseball. But it was like a secondary purpose, which seemed to be bigger than me being healthy. It's kind of weird, right? But like people don't care about their health enough to do it. So some people do. But some people need like another motivation behind it. So I was like, you know what? Maybe I should do it. I should get back in shape to play baseball again, right? Which is unrealistic. I probably wouldn't get signed to a team
When
at
was the
my
last time
age.
you went to a batting cage?
2 years ago.
Yeah. You need to
Actually,
go a little bit more often than that.
by the way, well, no, because it's not, that's not fair because they were closed this whole last year. So I couldn't go this last year. I've been going like every year except for last year. So it's been 2 years. But that, other than that, I would go every year. I'd go even if it was like once a week, just to sweat it out in a batting cage for an hour. I'd just go in there and just pump the thing full of tokens and just wail on baseballs for an hour. It was good. And but one thing was that that last year, before this whole thing happened, I was playing baseball with some people, and we were playing like this little park. All right, I mean, me hitting a home run in that park is a joke because the fences were like 300 feet. I'm talking 300 feet center field, and then after the center field, there's a parking lot, And then there's this big wall, and there's a turnpike on the other side, the Garden State Park, Turnpike. And I hit a ball,
You live
right?
there? Are you sure about the name? Garden
Garden,
State Turnpike?
whatever.
It's the New Jersey Turnpike.
New Jersey
Garden
Turnpike.
State Parkway. Come on,
Garden State
man.
Parkway. I'm right by both, by the way, so you can kind of zero in on where I live now.
I'm
But
right by neither, which makes my life wonderful.
oh yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Because you don't have to deal with all this crazy crap here.
No, I'm happy.
Yeah, good, good. All right, so I hit this ball, right? And it goes over the fence, right? Not a big deal, right? You could accidentally bloop a ball out of the park, right? It's not
Bloop.
really, yeah, like a little blooper and just whoop over the fence.
Sure.
But I hit this ball, it went past the parking lot and over the turnpike wall. And I was like, whoa, that was hit pretty far. And by the way, I'm a lefty batter and I hit it to left field. So it went the other way with it. So I
Right,
didn't
so you
even,
swung early.
well, you would say, no, that would be swinging late because a dead pole wouldn't bring it to right field for me because I'm a lefty.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Okay.
But you could say I swung late, but the pitch was away, so I just went with it and just let it, that's just how I hit. If the pitch is away, I'll take it away. If the pitch is inside, I'll freaking jam it. I'll jam it down the first baseman's face. That's just how I play.
See, I never played like that. I played for the ground because I was leadoff batter and every team I was on, and I always got on base because I knew that if I put it in the air, there would be time for someone to catch it. But if it hit the ground and it had enough pop on it, that I was always getting on base.
So I hit the ball over the when I went over the wall, he just kind of kept going up, and I'm like, I wonder how far that wall is. So I went in Google Maps later and I looked it up. From home plate to the wall was 500 feet. I hit the ball over 500 feet. And then I
Your
looked it
bat was
up.
probably corked, dude. We're not gonna.
Yeah, corked bat. No, it's a MLB bat. It's four major leaguers. That's I only play with the real stuff.
Okay. So, all
You
right,
want me to go
back to
get
it.
it and show you?
No, we're
All
good.
right.
Back to
So,
it. Back to it. Number three.
yeah, go.
Catch up on television.
That's the
That's
stupidest thing I ever heard.
It's so dumb. We don't even have to talk about it anymore. It's so
Next.
stupid. Yeah. Number four, learn something new.
That's a good one. That's
It
something
is,
good.
but it goes with the diet and the exercise. You can't learn something new if you can't change.
Why don't you learn a new exercise?
Exactly.
Now
You
you're
can't
just
learn
putting it
something new.
together.
Right. Number five, go traveling.
Travel.
Yeah.
That's nice.
But
Traveling's
you've
good.
probably said it and you never go traveling.
Me, I haven't traveled in a long time. I used to travel all the time.
Used to, yeah, but that was more of like a life choice, not a desire. Like,
Okay.
where's Joe? Somewhere in Monmouth County.
Uh-huh.
I think he walked to Freehold.
There you go. I walked. Yeah, I did a lot of walking back then. I walked from Freehold to Red Bank,
Yeah.
which
Okay.
took a long time. That was hours, a
Yeah.
lot of hours.
So not a lot of people are going to be doing that. I mean, it's something that should be part of your life, not something like, oh, I need to travel more. Like, I don't know. It's aggravating. Number six, get organized. If you're not organized the under 364 days of the year, you're not going to be friggin' organized as
No.
in like a resolution. Like, that's just stupid.
And I agree because there's a an underlying issue with a person who can't get organized. All right. A person who can get organized and then keep it organized and then every once in a while let it slip and then they have to do it again. That's a little different. But a person who's just completely disorganized has an underlying issue. So them saying
Underlining or underlying?
underlying. I know I
Okay.
talk weird. But yeah, they have an underlying issue, and that probably actually needs to be addressed before that, disorderly issue gets addressed. So they're not going to actually address it by making, I promise this time I'm going to do it. You've never done it. You're not going to. I'm sorry. You got to get some help.
Number seven is something that you've talked about a lot, and it took you a long time to figure out.
Uh-oh.
Be happy.
Be happy.
And that shouldn't like that that's not a goal. That's not something you can just attain. Like, tomorrow I'm gonna be happy. No, tomorrow you go to Carvel, you get the three-layer parfait with all peanut butter cups, and then you sit in the corner and eat it, and then you're momentarily happy, and then you cry.
That's right. The best thing to
Like,
do, if you're
be
not
happy.
happy, no. If you're not happy, the problem isn't doing something for yourself that's going to make you feel better. You want to be happy and genuinely happy. Go do something for someone else. Do something that's going to help someone else. All
Right,
right?
but if
'Cause
you're at the
you
point
will
in your
feel
life
better.
where you're like, this year I'm going to be happy, I don't feel like you're going to find happiness that way. That's not attainable. It's not realistic. Like,
It's no.
it's stupid. It really is. And I feel bad saying it out loud, but that's just dumb.
It's one of those like unthinking resolutions. Like you're not thinking about it. You're just like,
Right.
I'm gonna be happy. This is gonna be my year because I'm gonna be
Yeah.
happy. No. You gotta actually do something. Like do some make a real change in your life. Like there's something that you're doing in your life that you're not happy about, something about yourself that you're not proud of. And people will think to themselves and go, yeah, I wish I would stop doing that, or maybe I should do this, or I need to stop doing that to be a better person, or right? But they won't say that to anyone else.
Right.
They'll just say, well, I'm going to be happy. But they know what they need to do, to a degree. Sometimes people don't realize that all they need to do to make themselves happy is just do something good for other people. And
Right.
I think that's the biggest thing because it's like I could go watch a movie and be like I could go see the new Spider-Man movie and be like, oh, that was a good movie, right? And I feel good for myself. But if I were to take that same money and let's say buy what is a ticket, like $20, let's say.
What? Where the hell are you going to the movies? Oh, my bad. New Jersey.
Yeah, New
Dude,
Jersey. Everything
no.
costs like three times the amount here.
No, tickets are like 8.75 or something.
Oh, wow, that's cheap.
Well, that's in Ohio and
In
Kentucky. I
Ohio.
don't know how much it is out there, but shit.
The
You're
rule
spending
in
20 bucks on a
Ohio.
movie. What?
No, I don't know. It's probably, I think it's like 11, $12 to go see a movie here.
I don't
Something
know.
like that. I
It's
don't remember.
ridiculous.
It's been a while.
But it's funny because it coincides with number eight, which is save money.
Number eight.
Yeah. So you save money by not going to the movies.
I save money by leaving New Jersey.
But that's an yeah. But that's another stupid thing. Like, why would that be a New Year's resolution? I'm going to save money. If your ass can't save money, it's not because you're not trying. It's because your life is too expensive.
We'll save money for what?
Exactly. And that's the other thing. What are you saving for when you die? So that, at least you know that you're going to have money to pay the toll to cross the fucking water to wherever you're heading.
You can have a valid reason for saving money, but you need a reason to save it. Just like the thing about like working out, like some people need a reason to work out and like their body being in good shape is not a good enough reason. So if they go, well, you know what? I want to go do the Tour de France. Well, they're going to have to start riding their bike a lot more often, right? Which
Isn't
is the
that
same
very
thing here.
American of you to say it like that? I thought it was Tour de France, not Tour de France.
I'm a New Yorker.
You live in Jersey, bro.
Yeah, by
You've
default.
lived in Jersey more of your life than New York.
That's debatable.
Yep.
I
Whatever.
still consider myself a New Yorker. That's where I grew up. That's my home. That's where.
It's where Joe was born.
That's right.
All
And
right.
all the kids I was friends with growing up in New York, I'm still friends with them today.
Number nine, go for that new career. Like, if you're at our age, which, like, even 20s, 30s, if you're in a career that you're not happy with, then you're doing something far, like, so much wrong
Oh, yeah.
past the whole career thing. Like, if you're not happy in what you do every day, then there's something wrong. You shouldn't be searching for that new career as part of like a life goal. Like, I don't know. Your job shouldn't have that much to do with your life. It should be what you do and then you go home.
Well, look, my opinion is this, right? It's never too late to go after your dreams, number one,
Right.
right? I always tell people just go after your dreams. Some people don't have like these big dreams. Some like you get some guy and his dream is to, provide for his family. I want to have a family and be able to provide for them. Then for that person particularly, it doesn't matter what job they do, right? As long as it's something that they feel, right, is going to get them to their goals, right?
Right.
So, but then you got the guy who goes, I want to make a faster car. Okay, so he can go make a faster car, right? And that's going to be the path that he goes on, right? But it's going to be different for everybody. And it's kind of funny because when I was a kid, I remember, people telling me, you just got to work. You're going to have to just get a job and do the job. And that's it. And I'm like, that doesn't sound like fun. Why can't I just do what I want to do? No. If you did what you wanted to do, the world would, if everyone did that, then the world would fall apart. I'm like, actually,
Right.
that's not true because not everybody has like specific goals and stuff like that in mind. Like, for example, my father-in-law, right? Great guy. Okay. And he owns a business, right? He has a business and he kind of fell into the business, kind of through, it was kind of interesting way that he got into this business. And it turns out he loves this kind of work. But before that, he did a completely different type of job, which the internet basically destroyed. And in fact,
Born.
no,
Oh.
different job. But yeah, I know. You say the internet destroyed, and you're like,
Yep.
what was he doing? No, nothing like that. But he actually considered being a garbage man because of the benefits, because of the pay. He liked
All you
that
can eat? I
idea.
mean, come on, bro.
Yeah, all you can eat. Just dive right in. Free stuff.
Shit, my territory would be Little Italy.
Mamma mia.
Look at the size of that rat eating my pizza.
Hey, get out of here, Splinter.
Right. Yep. Okay. Now
So,
on to number 10.
well, hold on. Just to point out, though, that this was a man that like would have done well for himself as a garbage man, and he would have been happy
Right.
doing that job, right? He was happy with the career that he originally had, and he had a business doing that. And that business kind of went down because internet and stuff like that and all electronic stuff kind of turned his, that business into like an antiquated type of job. It was no longer needed. And
Maybe
he
he
knew
should have
that.
done porn because that, from what I heard, skyrocketed during COVID. But, you know.
No,
Maybe the next
then
family dinner, you should bring that up to him. Tell him he can get back on the internet in a strong way.
there we go. No. He was doing a job that had that now the internet can do and can do like
It
a
better,
lot.
yeah.
And
Okay.
he knew that was coming. Once computers came out and started doing their thing, and he's like, I could see this is going to get old and the computer's going to take over this. And they did. So, but he was ready for it. See, that was the thing. So he turned to a new career, started a new business, and that's what he does now. And he loves this. He finds it very interesting. And apparently he's very good at it too. So it's funny, like
It's
he had to
porn.
change careers. Yeah. So
He's
so
really
he
good at
had
it
to
too.
change careers in order to continue doing what to continue providing for his family, but
Right.
it worked out and then he found something that he actually liked doing anyway.
Which
So
makes
it
sense. That's awesome. Good for him.
right. So the, but the thing is that always go after your dreams. Don't get sidetracked, Like if you need to make money or something, get a job, but just remember that job is just there to help you obtain your real goal.
Right. It's all a means to an end.
Right.
So, number 10 is probably the dumbest one that I've heard. Okay.
I'm
Try to win back your ex. Okay. So,
ready.
here's the thing with that. If you weren't good enough for your significant other, or they weren't good enough for you last year, they're not going to be good enough for you next year. Like, you're not going to miraculously do these other nine goals and then become so much better of a person and so much better of a match for this person. Like, just stop. Okay? That's dumb. I have six things. Now, after reading these lists and everything I was looking at today, I have six things that, in my eyes, help you to achieve, kind of achieve the goals that you have in life, right? Number one, be realistic. Okay? If you can't jump, then you're not going to win a basketball dunking contest, okay? If you can't pitch 100 miles an hour, you're not going to be the next Nolan Ryan. Be realistic. Number two, learn that you can't do it on your own. Get support from your friends and your family because realistically, they're there to help lift you. Your wife likes you for who you are, but also supports you in who you want to be.
True. Yeah, sure. If you want to lose weight, go find a nutritionist that's going to help you.
No, I
Find.
feel like Stacy would be like, "Oh, Joe, you want to lose weight? Stop eating." She's realistic, okay? She's not going to sugarcoat it, but she's going to support you.
But then, also physical trainer. If you join a gym,
Right.
take advantage of the trainers that they have there to help you. So that way you
Right.
can actually stay motivated instead of like give
Friends,
up after a month.
support from friends and family. Number three, take small, achievable steps. Don't shoot for the moon every single time. Be like, okay, I want to get these three things done today. Small baby steps, like friggin' Bob Wiley.
So
Baby
you're
steps.
saying there's a big goal in mind, but you want to break it down to smaller goals to get
Right.
to that one.
It,
Okay,
it's
that
got to
I
be
do agree with.
small, achievable goals. You can't just be like, tomorrow I'm going to have $1 million.
Boom.
Or tomorrow I'm going to have a business that's going to provide rent every single day. Like, right. Do you know who Bob Wiley is? Because I feel like that comment just went over your head.
No idea. Bob
Bob
Wiley.
Wiley, Bill Murray, Richard Dreyfuss. What about Bob?
Oh
Baby
yeah,
steps.
baby steps.
Baby
Baby
steps
steps
to the
out the
door.
door. Yeah, we just watched that
Yes.
movie like what, like last year or something, I think.
Yes. Be like Bob Wiley. Baby steps. Because you can reach attainable goals. But the person I'm looking at right now on the screen, he didn't get a business overnight. He
No.
didn't even get a business over a year. He did small, attainable goals, took the baby steps, and then got to the point where he's self-sufficient.
That's
And
right.
then when he did my number four one, which is reward yourself. When you hit those small attainable goals, get yourself an ice cream or,
Yourself a drum
or get
set.
yourself a drum set. Sure.
Or a 12-string guitar.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a bass.
Number five, learn from your setbacks because they're gonna happen. If you try to fight not succeeding, then you're just gonna shit the bed more and more. Like Thomas Edison. He came up with over 1,000 different ways to make the incandescent filament for a light bulb, right? When asked, he's like, "Do you feel like a failure?" He's like, "No, I learned from my setbacks. I figured out 1,000 ways not to make the filament for an incandescent light bulb."
It's
I
true.
mean,
It's funny because I teach music, and last week I'm working with one of my students, and I'm making her do the song. It was Feliz Navidad, and she's like, "I'm not ready for the song." I said, "No, you're gonna do it." She goes, "But if I make a mistake," I said, "then you'll know that you made a mistake, and you won't do it again." So we go through the song, and as we're going through it, she hits the wrong chord in the wrong spot. She goes, "Oh, messed up." I said, "Well, now you know that you messed up there, right?" And she's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "So did you learn from that mistake how the song goes better?" And she's like, "Yeah, I did. I never thought of it like that. The mistake taught me something." I said, "Exactly. The mistake taught you something." So it's very, very vital that you get those mistakes and then you use them to learn from. Like a lot of, and this is a big thing. I notice people do this in life, not just in guitar playing, but when people make a mistake in something, instead of going, "I learned something from that," or find something to learn from that mistake, they go, "Oh, you see, it doesn't work, doesn't work, doesn't work. That's it, it doesn't work. I quit, quit." And they run away from it. Like,
Right.
why'd you do that? You were getting closer to it.
And prime example, do you know of other inventions that Thomas Edison created? Or do you
Well,
just really know about the light bulb?
the radio.
The phonograph, yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna do this, the
Yeah.
radio.
He also
There
created
is
the
an Edison
motion,
radio.
he created the motion picture camera.
Yeah,
He
that.
created film that the movies go on to. He created the carbon microphone. He created the vacuum tubes that go inside tube amps.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. Yeah,
But
he.
if he did not learn from his setbacks, he wouldn't have continued on. He would have gotten frustrated the first 900 times he screwed up the light bulb.
Yeah. But don't worry. There's going to be some hater that's going to come on and be like, Edison had a bunch of people working for him and they did all that work.
Yeah, I
And
know.
it's like, yeah, I know. But it's the same thing with like Elon Musk, right? He's got all this stuff going on, like the Neuralink thing, the Tesla, SpaceX, you know. Yeah, there's people working for him, but he's got the money. He's the money man behind it. And these are not like some other random person's ideas that he's doing. They are his ideas,
Right.
right? So you got to give Edison credit because he was sitting in that laboratory in those workshops doing the work with people.
Right. Exactly. And then number six, and one of the most important in my eyes,
What,
is you're
six,
not.
five, six,
Five was learn from your setbacks.
four, three.
Yeah.
Okay.
So change your habits for the good. Like that's so simple. Like you can't do anything at a repetitious manner without it being a habit. It's
That's
just
right.
plain and simple. You can't be good at guitar unless you have the reps in and your fingers have the memory.
Right.
You have
So,
to get in the habit of doing good.
right. And I heard, I don't know how true this is, and people listen to this, try this out with a New Year's resolution. Do something, one of these new things daily for 2 weeks. And from what I understand, after 2 weeks of doing it, it should become a habit for you to continue doing it
It's
like
between
daily.
14 and 21 days
There you go,
is
14,
what
21
the
days.
average person takes to create a habit.
All right, so 21 days. So make it 3 weeks. 3 weeks to be on the safe side, to make a habit out of something, and then you guys will have a nice healthy habit. I'm gonna try
Let
that
us
out
know
too.
down in the comments if you give it a go, if it works. Let us
Yeah,
know.
did you make any New Year's resolutions?
No. No, because I was so pissed at 2021 that I was not excited about 2022. It's what caused me to go down this entire rabbit hole because 2021 had to end with a FU right in the friggin' a-hole
Yeah, that's true.
because it robbed us of an American icon. Fucking Betty White dies the last day of 2021. I was gonna have a party with my family. Like we actually were planning this. January 17th, we were going to have a Betty White 100-year birthday party
Wow.
because she's great. She was like one of the greatest people ever. Like no one doesn't know the Golden Girls. Nobody doesn't know what she did for everybody. Like, so no, when I was thinking about what I want to do in the next year, all I was thinking was if somebody that great can just it could just end for her. I mean,
I mean, at that age, I mean, every day is a gift when you get to that age.
It kind of is, but I didn't make a resolution this year because it's not that I felt like I wouldn't be able to su successfully do it, but I'm kind of living more in the what I'm going to do tomorrow, small achievable steps, because whatever goal that I have for myself, I'd much rather, go for the long game and just something achievable for tomorrow. Like tomorrow, I want Fox to have one of the greatest birthdays ever. If I break my neck doing it, I'm going to break my neck doing it. But we're going to one of those trampoline parks with foam pits, and I could do a flip in my
Nice.
teens, and let's see if I could do a flip in my 30s.
It's been 20 years, but
Shit,
I'm
right? Do
good.
whatever I can. And it just aggravated me. It's like when you it's October and you see Christmas shit in the stores already. Like, I feel like people are commercializing
Yeah.
so much of this crap and they're just not living their day-to-day life.
Today, January 1st, 2022, I walked into Walmart and I saw Valentine's Day stuff. In fact, it was so prominent, we saw it before we went into the store. We're walking to the doors and we see all the Valentine's Day stuff. I'm like, seriously, that's a month from now.
Which it's actually kind of funny because Paris and I went to Walmart today too. We had to get a throw blanket, and it was actually really, really funny because it's the first time in the history of ever that we walked into Walmart. We stopped right in the first aisle, like right where the juncture is. There was a display of throw blankets. We grabbed the first one we saw, and then we turned and went to the register. We didn't have to go through the entire store. We
Wow.
found what we were looking for. The only thing that we went there for was in the first display as soon as we walked through the door, and then we got to leave. I mean, we did grab some Doritos, but they were talking to us from the register.
I understand.
Cool Ranch,
It's a
dude. I
good thing
mean,
you didn't make that New Year's resolution.
nah, dude, Cool Ranch Doritos are part of every diet. I don't care what you say. You trolls, come on, bring it. Tell me something that Cool Ranch Doritos doesn't go with, and I will shut up.
Keto.
What?
Keto.
I'm pretty sure you could dip your meat with Cool Ranch Doritos and it would taste fucking awesome.
Well,
It would go good with it.
It would go good with it, but it
Exactly.
wouldn't
That's all I'm saying.
be
I'm not saying it's
good
part of keto. I'm saying there's nothing that that
with
would not go good with. No
it.
diet in creation of whatever that that Cool Ranch Doritos don't go good
I have
with.
to figure out how to get a keto version of that stuff. 'Cause,
Yeah. Why don't you talk to the keto mama? Because I'm pretty sure she can find a recipe for anything.
she's
Oh,
got it
look,
good
get
like
support from your friends and family. That is your small achievable
that.
goal, is a keto-friendly Cool Ranch Dorito.
Keto style.
Do
And
it.
I'll tell you about the findings. All right. So anyone out there
Yeah.
who's on
All
that
right, so
diet.
next episode, that's the first thing we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the Cool Ranch Doritos. And me, I'm going to try to find a brownie that's keto-friendly,
There you
because I
go.
really
Oh
like
yeah.
brownies.
We have those. We have tons of those.
We, what do you mean we? Like keto people? I'm not a keto people.
No, me and my wife, we have all these
Oh.
we eat
Oh, okay.
brownies all the time. Keto brownies.
All right. So since we didn't do the intro in the beginning, I'm Ben.
And I'm Joe.
And we're the Titans of I don't know. And you know, we really don't. We every single time we come on here, there's another thing that we don't know. And we're humble enough to say that. But you know what? We're also trying to better ourselves and trying to figure something out.
That's
You
right.
know, rest in peace, Betty White. Chuck Norris doesn't practice at all. He just does. That's how it is.
Actually, Chuck Norris took the day off because of it.
Nope. Nope. He had something to do with it. He had to. He probably farted and knocked her over.
Well, it, Chuck.
It, Chuck. On that note, I'm going to go watch a movie with my kids because it's his birthday tomorrow. I'm either going to watch Space Jam or Space Jam. Don't know.
Do the original one.
I love the original one, but I've never seen the other one. I own it and I've never watched it. Oh, all right. You guys have a good night. Don't forget to comment below. Make sure to think of recipes for keto-friendly things. See if you have a Cool Ranch Dorito recipe for Joe.
And don't forget about that. Why does it take 25 hours for Facebook to alert you about a page you're following posting stuff?
Yeah, let us know.
I'd like to know.
All right, we'll talk to you guys soon. Later.
Peace out.